Hi, my name is Andrea Garza. I am currently in a health science class, and we are learning genetics right now. And we have been going through our family tree and diseases in our family, and I have found that hypothyroidism is very common throughout my family history. Like a lot of my aunts and my mother and my grandmother and my great-grandmother has had it. So for starters, hypothyroidism, it causes the thyroid gland to not produce enough of the thyroid hormone, and ultimately that just causes your metabolism to slow down, so you get a lot of weight gain. It also has symptoms of like fatigue and mood swings, so that's another thing that happens. And so now I'll be explaining like prevention for it and also what causes it, so that can help like with the prevention and help explain that. So one of the first thing is stress. Stress, it really is a very unhealthy thing, and it causes a lot of issues, but for a thyroid problem specifically, it just like worsens the symptoms a lot, and if you already have hypothyroidism, it can just make it really bad. And if you don't have it yet, just keeping your stress down is just good in general. So there's lots of ways to reduce stress. So you can just like do yoga, read, just find anything that works for you. There's lots of things. Just, take life easy and try not to have so much nervousness and anxiety. So another thing that causes hypothyroidism is autoimmune diseases. So sometimes the immune system mistakes thyroid glands for dangerous invaders, and then it attacks them. So then there's not enough glands to produce the hormones, which then causes it to slow down, thus the hypothyroidism. So to keep that from happening, you can just like remove gluten and grains from your diet, and that helps prevent autoimmune diseases. So in doing that, then you're preventing hypothyroidism. So another thing you can do for hypothyroidism, there's lots of like medications and stuff you can do and hormone therapy. So because the thyroid gland produces hormones, regulating the hormones is very important. So there's a medication called levothyroxine, and that regulates your hormones to make sure there's not too little or too many. And there's also there's supplements like dried up pig thyroids, such as Armour Thyroid, which is a brand. People have been using dried up animal thyroids as supplements for thyroid problems since like the 1800s. And people still use it, and it just helps regulate it, keep it functioning normal. There's medicines that also that interfere with the production of hormones that you should avoid, such as amiodarone, lithium, interferon alpha, and interleukin-2. Those just, they mess up the production, and that can cause hypothyroidism. So iodine is a huge part of having a properly functioning thyroid, but you can't have too little or too much, because no matter what, you'll have problems. So there's certain like dosages the average person should take. So for the average person, it's about 150 micrograms per day, but pregnant women, they need 220 micrograms, and someone who's breastfeeding or lactating a woman needs 290 micrograms. And there's lots of ways to get iodine. There's like supplements, but there's also foods rich in iodine, which could be, there's lots of organic foods like strawberries, potatoes, yogurt, and cheese, and there's a lot more. So on the topic of food, there's a lot of foods that have been found to subside the symptoms of hypothyroidism. So soy is really good for your thyroid, and like broccoli, cabbage, And of course, fiber is good for you. So 20 to 30 grams a day is good because that's part of your digestive system and metabolism. So keeping that all in check is good for the health of your thyroid. And just like, obviously, avoid processed foods, fatty foods, sugary foods, refined foods as much as possible. I know every now and then, even myself, indulge in things like that, but just try to stay away from it. Keep it organic and fresh as much as possible. And also, alcohol and caffeine, they definitely disrupt the function of your thyroid as well. And along the lines of that, smoking, it's definitely common knowledge that smoking's not good for your health at all, but not a lot of people know that the damage it can do to your thyroid, because cigarettes contain a chemical called thiocyanate, and that triggers problems in the thyroid specifically. So smoking definitely, if you're a smoker, you probably should cut back, try to quit, or if you haven't started smoking yet, just don't smoke. Like, it's a very unhealthy thing. And there's also, commonly, Graves' disease is known for causing hypothyroidism, and Graves' disease is caused by smoking, and it's also in the thyroid, and it usually leads to hypothyroidism. So you can have lots of thyroid problems from smoking. And lastly, vitamins are very good to take. Vitamin A especially. You should have a dosage of 25,000 international units a day, and that's just the recommended amount for a good thyroid function and just to keep it healthy. Thank you for listening. I hope you now know how to prevent hypothyroidism.